And indeed, I will try to be be quite short and merge some of separate topics. So we have been discussing a lot the last 2 days, all the different activities under the Water Convention and of partners. And obviously, this would not be possible without also the financial resources. And I would like to not go into any detail because, as Lea just said, there is a document on the website which explains the financial situation of the trust fund under the Water Convention, and it summarizes the contributions by countries and organizations as well as the expenditures according to the different program areas. I just wanted to show very briefly the evolution over the last years. Basically, as you know, a small part of the Water Convention is funded from the United Nations regular budget, and Serge will say more about this. But the majority of activities are funded from extra-budgetary contributions, and namely, there is no mandatory contribution scheme under the Water Convention, but voluntary contributions. And you can see here how the contribution and expenditures have evolved over the last years. So last year we had a bit more than 2 million of contributions and a bit more than 3 million of expenditures. But luckily we had quite some reserve from the past through which we could balance this gap, so to say, between the expenditures and contributions. Because actually we always need to have sufficient reserve at the end of the year in order to for the staff, in order to extend the contracts of the staff members and the secretariat, which makes up more than half of the budget. And also, as it was discussed at the last meeting of the parties, we are very lucky to have a number of significant donors, such as the European Union, Switzerland, Finland, Netherlands, and also a number of other good donors. If I would read them all, it would get too long. But unfortunately, we have only around 14, 15 out of, actually now it's 43 parties contributing to the convention's activities. And this is not sustainable in the future. And we would really like to encourage all, especially parties, to contribute even small amounts for the convention activities. And the secretariat is ready to provide information in this regard on the procedures. It's not complicated, this is an important, let's say, message for the future. I would like to thank all those which have provided funding in the last years for the first time. There have been some new donors, and I would like to thank all of them here. And we also had some contribution even from non-parties, so it is also possible for non-parties to contribute, and from development banks, but still limited. Then we are also fundraising together with partners. However, that often makes it also a bit slightly complicated, and also then puts a significant burden on the secretariat for these fundraising efforts. And finally, one other issue is that many of the contributions are given for specific activities and or projects or meetings, and that is very welcome. However, it's preferable, at least from a secretariat perspective, if the donors could provide unearmarked funding for the overall program of work in order to ensure balanced implementation of the whole program of work. And also here, we have seen positive developments. You can see here on this slide that in the past, unearmarked contributions were very low, but this has increased over the last years. And while I know that it is not possible for all donors to go to this direction, I would like to thank those, for those which can make efforts and which have done it in the past. Another issue, a bit related to the issue of contribution earmarked or unearmarked, is the requirement by most of the donors to provide separate financial reports by the secretariat, and this is possible, but it also requires more work for us to prepare these separate financial or narrative reports, and that's why we encourage to accept the overall reporting in the framework of the Water Convention, which we are doing now to this working group meeting. So indeed, you could can see the document number 9, which is the financial document, but also the document number 11, which is the narrative report of all the activities which we have done. And if possible, we encourage the donors to accept this instead of asking for a separate report. And this is even also now more important because since a few months, a new levy has been introduced in the United Nations system, the so-called 1% coordination levy. So in order to finance the reform of the United Nations development system, which I mentioned earlier on, the United Nations General Assembly has decided to introduce a 1% coordination levy, which applies to all contributions which are earmarked to certain activities and which have separate reporting requirements and which are above 100,000. So this is another reason we would like to bring this to your attention and would like to encourage you for this reason also to either not earmark your contribution or not ask for separate reports, if possible, if it's possible. Yeah, thank you very much.